Hello?
Hello?
Harry?
President, I just saw you on the television. You were fine.
Well, I've had a hell of a time, but...
that was fine.
I think I got along pretty good, and Wallace is going back to try to help out, and... They all picketing me and raising hell, and they want to send in troops, and all you do is kill more people.
Yes, sir. I thought you were fine.
Well, thank you. Hey, I want to talk to you about our problem with our treasury.
Problem about what?
Secretary of Treasury.
Uh-huh.
We got to have a lot of new personnel over there.
Yeah.
And I have tried to find a man that I thought I could get and work pretty hard on it, and I run into two or three different obstacles, and I got a letter a day or so ago saying that he couldn't come.
That was Cook, you
mean?
Yeah. Sorry about that.
I asked him for his recommendations, and he's made some suggestions to me, and I asked Dylan for some suggestions, and I've asked McNamara and some of the people, that business people he knows, and they've suggested a banker out in California, and I pursued it, but I don't have any reason to believe that he would come, and he hasn't really had any international economics, and my great problem is finding someone now that can be tough with the agencies of our own government, the aid agency, the defense agency, the state agency, the banks that are pouring out these dollars. The last few days, last few weeks, I've been having wonderful luck. We have taken in a good deal more than's going abroad. But Bill Martin has been helping me. Mixed up, and I'd get some problems involved there, and I'd have some difficulties. I have suggested to Kermit Gordon, the director of the budget, that I would like for him to consider it. He is going to leave as director of the budget. He has helped me more in holding things than anybody except perhaps McNamara. And he is a fine economist. He's a brilliant, able man. He's sturdy. He's not flashy, and he has no political experience. But he has been on the Council of Economic Advisors. And Dylan thinks highly of him, and McNamara thinks highly of him, and Cook thinks that he is the best balanced and most experienced man. Now, we think that we've got the foreign aid down to where 80% of it is bought in this country. But I really don't think so. And we think that we've got our military down to a minimum abroad. But I don't think so. And if we don't watch what we're spending in all of these fields, we're not going to have a good record on our dollar. And if it goes to hell, everything's gone to hell. We just, that's the most important thing I got. Now, I don't know what he's going to say. I had the FBI interview a good many people about him and about Cook and about various folks. Now, the FBI has a perfect report on him. All the folks they interviewed, they interviewed 20 senators.
Yeah, they came in to see me, too.
Yeah, they had your name on the list. Now, I have not talked to the senators yet, and I don't want to until I talk to him, until I get him to agree. But I don't want to get him to agree until I talk to you. If he does not take this thing, I just don't know who the hell I'm going to offer it to. Have you got any suggestion?
No, I haven't, Mr. President. I think he's a very able man.
Well, he's done a good job with the budget, and he do what I want to. He took on all the farmers for me. Now, you'll have some opposition from some people that are mad about the subsidies. But he wrote a good, strong article, and he cut rice some, and he cut cotton some, and he cut feed grain some. Now, that made Freeman mad. But he kept my budget under $100 billion again, and they wanted $111 billion. And agriculture's up $1 billion this year. $1 billion.
$1 billion, my yeah. God.
And if they keep on, they're going to wreck us because they are required to take anything you raise and pay a minimum price.
Yeah.
And they just pour the fertilizer to it. And hell, Jim Eastland can raise 2 bales of cotton to the acre where he used to raise one.
That's right.
And now you and I have got to take our taxes and pay him 30 cents a pound. Now, we used to pay him 30 cents a pound on a given number of acres, but they've taken those controls off, and I can't get a bill to give me controls. Congress beats it.
Yeah.
So it's an open-end proposition, and if you had to pay every check I wrote, and I had no control on how many I wrote, you'd be broke even with as many apples as you raised.
That's right.
What about those apples that you wouldn't send to that elephant of Eisenhower's? You remember what you told me about that?
Yeah. You've got a good memory.
I tell them about how you hold on to the dollar, you even hold on to your apples.
That's right. I think so far as I know about him, I think he's very competent and very able.
Would you, if you were me, talk to Williams at all? I don't know. He doesn't. I don't think he likes me, and I believe he'd leak it. And what would you do?
Well, I'd be glad to talk to him if you want me to do it.
Well,
I don't think he'd have any objection to this party at all. I can't imagine he would.
I don't have the report in front of me. I'll look at it. Are you down in Virginia?
What?
In Virginia?
Yeah, I'm out home now.
Are you going to be back Monday?
Yeah.
Well, I'll call you again Monday, Harry.
Will you do it?
And you don't say anything about it, and pardon me for bothering you. And give those two sweetest daughter-in-laws of yours, Dick's wife and Harry's wife, a big hug for me.
Sure will.
Tell them Lucy is going to be the queen this year down there at Norfolk.
Yeah, I know she is.
My little baby.
Yeah.
He damn near got Virginia. You've taken us over.
You were certainly fine on the television. Never saw you better.
I had an old friend of ours in the other day, old Ken Royal. And he said, how in the dickens, what did you do? Did Harry Bird tell you he's going to support you? And I said, no, but I learned election night that, hey, Bird, by God, hadn't it been for me, I'd have been in a hell of a shape if he'd have said one word. Ken Royal said, well, now, you live up to him. Don't let him down. That's right. Well, God bless you, Harry.
All right, you let me know.
Now, you keep this confidential. I haven't talked to anybody but you.
Right, I won't mention it to a soul.
Bob?
About what time Monday? I'll get in about 11 o'clock.
Oh, I'll call sometime during the day. And don't you worry. And if you don't get it at once, you get it a little later. And I just want you to think about what I ought to do about William. My inclination would be, if he wouldn't leak it on me, to have him come down with you, because I like to work with both parties, and I'm not ever going to run for office. I don't want anything. I just want to make a good president for 4 years.
Good. Well, that's fine, and I'll be there Monday.
I talked to Dick today. He's down in Puerto Rico, and he said he's having a hell of a time, but he thought he's improving, Dick Russell.
I've been right much worried about him.
We almost lost him. They had him on the critical list.
That'd have been a terrible loss.
Well, God bless you.
Thank you.
Tell your boys and your girls hello for me, and tell them I want them to come up and see me.
Yeah, sure will.
All right, goodbye.
I'll be there Monday.
All right.
All right.